Garrett to come, open up the service.
Yes, sir, brother.
Brother Kevin, come and close
Thank
for us. Be much in prayer for these brethren. We're in no hurry here this
Bless
evening.
You,
pray for them.
It's real good.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to a land so fair.
Yeah.
There will be no pain, no sickness there. For God Himself with His own hand will dry my tears in glory. Come go with me to glory land. Come go with me, or take my hand. Oh, what a time we'll have, it'll be so grand. Come and go with me to glory land. Standing on that shore, I can see the blood was drawn.
Amen.
I can hear them sing, sing a brand new song.
I've been redeemed.
Well, I have been redeemed,
yeah,
by the precious Lamb. Never more to die in glory.
Amen. Thank you, son.
Come go with me. To
glory land.
Come go with me, oh, take my hand. Oh, what a time we'll have, it'll be so grand. Come and go with me to glory land. Come and go with me to glory land.
Amen.
You know,
that's a real invitation.
Praise God, we might be in glory land before morning. Praise God.
Amen, we might be, brother.
There's a preacher up at where I used to go to church. Praise God, as he preached and he was a singer. And these brothers know him.
Yeah.
Praise God, he come up and sung that day in
my
church.
God.
Praise God, we had an awful swarming service ever was. He got up there and sung that morning. Praise God, and he told him, he said, you know what, I might be in glory land before the daylight, before the next morning. And praise God, he left there, and about 25 minutes later, he was in glory. Praise God, he had a heart attack wreck and killed about, praise God, 20 miles down the road from the church. Praise God, you know what, that's the way it is. We're here today, ain't gone tomorrow. We have no promise, praise God, that we'll get back home tonight. But boy, how do you stand with God if you should leave here tonight? Praise God, I'm glad tonight that I can lay my head on my pillow tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
And say and have that peace that brother Tony was talking about here a while ago. There's a peace that passes all understanding. Praise God, I'm glad, boy, I got that peace in my heart tonight.
Amen.
Is it because of what you've done? No, it's because of what he done.
Amen.
Praise God,
amen.
He died on Calvary and shed his most precious blood that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Boy, I'm good. It's good to be saved tonight.
Amen. Amen.
It's good to be here amongst you all tonight. Praise God. I tell them, coming over here, there are a lot of good fellowship here. I love God's people. Praise God. Boy, I tell you what, they ain't no better place to be than to be around God's people. I like to be around people that think like I do.
Yeah.
I like to be around people who talk about the things I want to talk about.
Amen.
Praise God, I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about this world. I want to talk about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God, the price he paid for my sins.
Amen.
The boy, I love the Lord today, and I'm glad to be one of his children.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, he's not. I didn't deserve it. Praise God, but I'm glad God seen fit. Like Brother James said, I'm glad God seen fit to save this little hillbilly boy from the head of holler. Praise God.
Amen, preacher.
It's good to be saved tonight.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me.
Yeah,
I don't know how God will put this together, break boy, but I say, Lord, you take it. Pray God and use it, whatever is pleasing you. Go with me to Genesis 32. I think it's about, praise God.
Yes, sir, brother.
the ninth verse of Genesis 32. And Jacob said, O God, of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto the country and to thy kindred, and I will do well with thee. I am not, Jacob said, I am not worthy of the least of all of these mercies and all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with thy my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I have become a two band. And what we find here, praise God, Jacob is thinking about the day, praise God, he crossed over with his staff. Praise God, he was running from his brother Esau. Praise God, and his daddy told him, he said, don't you take a wife here of the Canaanite. You go back to the land. Praise God, over to my boy, to your mommy's brother. And praise God, take your wife. Praise God, over there. Old Jacob, no doubt, Bible says he got down to Bethel that night, and he laid his head upon, he gathered up some stones from around earth, and he laid his head, praise God, upon them stones. And the Bible says he dreamed a dream, and in that dream he saw a ladder standing upon the earth, stretching into the heavens, with angels ascending, praise God, and descending, praise God. And the Bible says that God stood above it, and praise God. And boy, I can just imagine, boy, old Jacob woke up out of his sleep that night, and he said, surely God in this place, God is in this place, and I knew it not. This ain't nothing but the house of God and the gates of heaven. Praise God, I tell you, Jacob had no, I don't think for a minute that Jacob had intent to stay there for 20 years. Praise God, but he got to looking. Praise God, he stood by the well. And old Laban, praise God, had brought his daughter, had brought her sheep out there. And praise God, he began to look at her. And the Bible says she was beautiful. And praise God, but he began to look at her. Praise God, boy, he wanted her. Praise God, and he went back to Laban's house. And he told Laban, he said, praise God, he began to work for him just for a little while. And Laban said, it's not right for you to work for me for nothing. What would you have me to give you? He said, I'll work 7 years for your youngest daughter. Praise God. And we know how that goes. Praise God. After 7 years, and the Bible says it was but a few days for old Jacob because he loved her. But praise God. But now we know what happened. Praise God, when he went in to be with her. Praise God, when he woke up the next morning, it wasn't Rachel. Leah, praise God, the little tender-eyed girl, a boy. I'm gonna tell you something right now. Praise God, you better not look upon beauty. Praise God, and I'll tell you right now. Oh Jacob, he went to Laban. He said, "Listen to me. Praise God, I worked 7 years for Rachel, and you had given me Leah." The Bible says he told him. He said, "Work 7 more years, and you can have Rachel." Praise God. Boy, that's the way the devil is. He'll get you down there, and he want to keep you longer than you want to stay. Yeah. And the Bible says, praise God, he worked 7 more years for Rachel. Praise God. But I want to tell you something right now. Boy, the Bible says that God seen that Leah was hated, and praise God, he shut up Rachel's womb. Praise God, and he opened up Leah's womb. Praise God, and the Bible says for the first 3 kids, she spent her time trying to find a favor of her husband.
That's right, brother.
It wasn't until she got to Jude, praise God, that she realized, boy, God had really blessed her with something amazing. Praise God, we all know where Jesus come through the time of Judah. Praise God,
brothers. Amen.
Yes, but you listen to me. Jacob realized, praise God, here he wanted to leave after 14 years. But you know what? That's the way sin is. He'll pray God, he'll take you farther than you want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you more than you want to pay.
Amen, brother. Yeah. That's right.
Old Laban seen, praise God, that God was blessing Jacob, blessing him because of Jacob.
He sure was, brother.
Stay with me. Another 6 years. Praise God. And get you some wealth. Boy, I'm telling you. Jacob was on the wrong side of Jordan. God. Praise God. God had done told Rebecca. Praise God. Before he's even born. The younger. The elder will serve the younger.
That's right, brother.
Amen. He spent his life trying to steal the blessing that he already had.
Amen, brother.
Ain't that the way we are?
That's good.
Sure is, brother.
We spend our whole life trying to steal the blessing that God has already given us.
Amen, brother.
Girl.
That's right.
Here we find Jacob is wanting to go back home now. Boy, I'd like to know how many times old Jacob thought of Bethel. Pray God that ladder ascending into the heavens with ladders. I mean, pray God with angels ascending and descending upon that. No doubt. It don't hurt. Pray God every once in a while that we go back to the place.
Amen, brother.
I have to go back every once in a while. Pray God. Life gets tough. And I have to go back there sometime to where God saved me.
Amen, brother.
Remind Satan. Pray God. I don't belong to him no more.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Satan. Listen, Satan wanted to go back. Pray God, give me a hand. Jacob wanted to go back home, but there's a problem. Pray God. Jacob had got down here and got in this mess. Pray God. And to get back home, get back to where God wanted him, he had to do something.
That's right, brother.
First thing he had to do, he had to deal with his family. You know what? Pray God, don't let your family put you in hell tonight. Your family, pray God, some of them will put you in hell if you ain't careful.
That's right, brother.
They sure will, bro.
You can't please family.
That's right.
You can't please family, God.
No, sir, brother.
God's got to come first.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, since I've been saved, I've not always put him first. You know what? I was like old Jacob. I was on the wrong side of Jordan.
Amen, son. Yes.
Bless your heart, brother.
That's where not where God wanted Jacob. That's not where God wants me and you tonight. God wants us to get back over with the land of promises. The land, praise God, of blessings. The land flowing with milk and honey. It ain't on that side of Jordan. Over in Padaram, it's over there. Praise God. And where Bethel's at.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen. The Bible says, praise God, that he went, praise God, there, he left, he went and told his wife, he said, listen, praise God, I see the countenance of your dad has changed toward me and your brothers. Now God's told me to go back to the other side of Jordan. Praise God. Boy, I tell you what. If you didn't think there's a miracle taking place in this, how do you get 4 men and praise God's agree on going with their husband?
Amen.
Tell me God wasn't in that.
That's right, brother. Yes, sir.
Amen.
God was seeing that.
Yes.
They even said, look, that ain't true. That's right, ain't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir, son.
He had to deal with his family. But you know what? God helped him in that.
He sure did, Brother Garrett.
Jacob went out just for a little ways out. Laban followed him. God spoke to Laban. He said, listen, don't you speak either evil or good towards Jacob.
Amen.
Get off of it.
You better be careful about talking about God's man.
Tonight. That's right, brother.
That's exactly right.
You may not make it back home.
That's right, brother.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen, son.
Jacob had his family to deal with. Jacob had his flesh to deal with.
He sure did, buddy.
And you know what? This is the hardest thing to deal with right here.
It is.
It ain't our enemy, Satan.
No.
Everybody wants to blame everything on Satan. Right here. The man I shave. The man I comb his hair. That's the one I look in the mirror at. That's the one I have to deal with. That gives me the hardest time.
Me too, Gary.
Amen.
Me too, Brother Gary.
That's one gives me the hardest time.
Me too, son.
Bless your heart, preacher.
Bible says that Jacob, prayed God, was there at Jabal's, and he took his wife and his children over, prayed God, and prayed God. He went back to the other side, the way I understand it. And the Bible says he was sitting there alone, prayed God, and there wrestled a man with him from the dawn to the breaking, from the dark to the breaking of dawn, prayed God. And the Bible says for a little while, Jacob was winning.
Amen.
He sure was.
That's right, what it says.
He told us to let me go. He said, no, I'm not going to let you go.
Uh-uh. Not till you bless me.
Uh-huh.
Not till you bless me.
Yes.
What do you mean, bless me? Jacob had four wives.
Yeah.
Land and children. And was very wealthy.
That's right. So it was. Yeah. He blessed what?
You know what? I don't care what you've got out here in your life tonight. If you don't have God,
amen.
There's something missing.
Amen.
That's what's missing in Jacob.
Thank you, Lord.
He wasn't where God wanted him. Praise God, he wasn't going to be happy. He wasn't going to be satisfied. No more how much wealth he had. Praise God. Boy, I'll tell you what. God began to deal with him. He said, what's your name? He said, Jacob. That's what God wants us to say. Praise God, a conniver, a thief, a stealer. Praise God, a liar. Praise God, that's what God wants to say.
That's right.
That's what it's saying.
That's right.
Just admit we're a sinner.
Yeah. That's right.
Admit we're guilty before right. him.
What's so hard, ain't it?
Amen.
He said, your name wouldn't be called no more Jacob.
Uh-huh.
Israel.
It's Israel. Uh-huh. You're going to become father of many nations.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Many nations.
Amen.
Amen, son.
Yes.
He had to deal with his family. He had to deal with his flesh.
Your buddy.
That's the hardest part to deal with right there.
Amen.
Is, buddy.
Family ain't easy.
Carried around all the time.
But you know, he spent his whole life down there after seeking his wife and his children and his riches. And he was fearful, wasn't he?
Sure was, brother.
Amen.
Third thing he had to do is deal with his fear.
Uh-huh.
He had to deal with that fear because his brother was coming after him. He done been told with 400 men.
Yes, sir.
You think Jacob wasn't scared?
Hey, buddy.
He had to deal with his fears.
Uh-huh.
There's some things keeping him from getting to the other side. Uh-huh. But you know what? God didn't want him over there like he was. And Jacob wasn't ready to get over there like
he
was.
Oh, he wasn't, brother.
Amen.
God had to get him ready
sure
before
did.
He went into the promised land.
Uh-huh.
That's what God's trying to do with us.
That's right, brother.
He takes us and molds us.
Thank
we can say today
thank you, Lord.
And know it all tomorrow, do we, brother?
No, brother.
It takes time.
That's right.
It takes time. We shouldn't be so hard on young Christian. It takes time.
Sanctification, brother.
I've been this long time, I mess up.
Yeah, buddy. Me too, brother.
Amen.
I get on the wrong side of Jordan.
Yeah.
We all do.
But Jacob's got his mind going back across to the other
side.
On the right side of Jordan.
Amen.
Where God wanted him, where God could use him.
Amen, son.
He had to deal with his fears.
Yes, sir, brother.
Fourth, he had to deal with his finances.
Yeah, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Jacob was always a taker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can never read nowhere before this. He was a giver.
That's right.
He was always a taker. He was taking things.
Uh-huh.
Brother, it's a pretty big gift he's giving.
Yeah, buddy.
200 goats and 4 and 20 he goats.
Uh-huh.
200 sheep, 20 rams.
God puts it in your heart, buddy.
30 big milk camels with coats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Mighty big gift.
Amen.
He was freely giving, wasn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
Right, brother.
You know what?
Good,
God's heart, Jacob's heart got changed.
It sure
right
did,
here.
Brother.
And he was willing to do whatever he needed
amen,
to
son.
Get back to the
that's good.
Right side of Jordan.
Amen.
Amen.
He was willing to do whatever it took to get back to the right side of Jordan.
Good preacher. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You son. Know, God will bless you to find favor in your enemies.
He sure will. Ask me many times.
Jacob's praying. And God heard him, didn't he? He sent this gift out to him. You know, still Rachel was the most important thing to him.
Uh-huh.
But I believe Leah, he should have stopped at Leah.
Uh-huh.
I really believe that.
Yep.
He said, brother, well, the 12 tribes come by.
Yes.
Listen, Leah had 7.
Yes.
She had 6 boys and a daughter. I think she could have had a few more, don't you?
Uh-huh. Amen.
I know people's had 13. I know people's had 16 kids.
Yeah. God help
them. Jacob should start quit with Leah.
Uh-huh.
That little tender-eyed girl should have been enough for him. But it wasn't.
Amen, Brother Gary.
That's the way we are when we're on the wrong side of Jordan. We're looking for everything that we don't need. But here, he's getting ready to deal with his foe. His enemy's coming against him.
Esau.
And the Bible says when Jacob went out to meet him, they run and fell on each other, kissed each other, didn't they?
Yep. Time in the Bible.
God, you can find favor in your enemy's eyes when God's in.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Yeah. God'll bring that about.
He said, he told Esau, he said, take this gift. Take this gift.
It's enough.
He said, Esau said, no, I don't need it.
Yes.
Yeah. Esau didn't need it, but Jacob needed to take it.
Amen.
Because this is where God changed his heart.
Uh-huh.
After he changed his name, he changed his heart.
Amen, brother.
He said, Jacob said, no, please take it. I need you to take it. If I found favor in your sight, take it.
Uh-huh.
Now listen, this is the way the enemy is. He said, come on. Jacob, I'll go with you. I'll leave some of my men. We'll go with you. Jacob said, no. His children are too tender. His animals are too tender. Let's go down to Shur. Well, Shur is on the border.
Yes.
Of Jordan. It ain't on the other side. That's why Satan, he wants to get us close so we can look in. Yeah. Praise God, but he don't want us to get all the way in.
That's the truth, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
Jake said, no. No, I've had a heart change.
Yes.
You go on about your business. I appreciate what you're doing, but you go on about your business. I'm going down to Sukkoth, down there. Cross Jordan, because that's where I should have been a long time ago.
Get where I'm supposed to be.
Get where I'm supposed to be so God can use
mm-hmm.
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God really used Jacob, didn't he?
Amen.
He really used him. But I'm going to tell you what. When he got down there across the Jordan to Sukkoth, I prayed God he got over there, and he started, he pitched his tent. I prayed God toward Shechem, and he messed up again.
Sure did.
You know what God wanted to get him back to? Bethel.
That's right. Back to Bethel.
He told me when he was at Bethel, he said, listen, all the land that you're laying on, I'll give it to you. And pray God, everything east, west, north, and south,
uh-huh.
as long as you don't cross Jordan.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Old Dinah went out there and checked
him. He pitched his tent towards Shechem, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Messed up. His daughter got raped.
Yeah.
Then their dame got reproached, didn't he?
Sure yep. did, brother.
Went and killed him.
You know what God said? Jacob, get up. Go down to Bethel and build an altar. You think Jacob did get some wisdom here? He said, listen, the rest of you clean up, change your garment, we're going to Bethel.
Yes.
Amen.
It become hell, Bethel.
That's where God wanted to get him from the start with.
That's right, brother.
But it took a while for him. You just don't walk out here. You go wandering away from God. It takes you three times long to get back.
It sure does, but
three times long to get back to him.
Bless your heart, brother.
You know when Jesus, praise God, when Mary and Joseph had left Peter, didn't know they had left Jesus, sir. They didn't know they went 3-day journey. One day journey. It took them 3 days to get back to him.
That's right, brother. Dangerous business, buddy.
The way it is.
Amen, son.
Amen.
We need to keep our mind, make sure that we're living on the right side of Jordan.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Where God wants to be.
Amen, sure. Your brother.
Thank you, Lord.
God puts this stuff in here for us to give us an example. I love you, and I appreciate y'all having me over here.
Amen.
God's done with me.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank you. I really enjoyed coming over here.
I do too.
I love the good fellowship. And I like people that I shake hands 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
You know what?
I smile at you. Love you.
That's what I like, brother. I like fellowship.
Yes.
Amen.
You take fellowship out of that, praise God. And boy, you take a lot out for me.
And me too, son.
Yeah.
I like good fellowship. I like being around God's people.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Amen, brother.
I love you, son.
I love you, brother.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
Good work, preacher.